Weiter in Shasper and Dav Chavdala, picking up on Chav Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page, third word on the line. As you guessed it, my friends, more Agadata. Let's begin. Rav Yosef bar Avin, have a shirch kamed Rav Yosef ben Yukras. He used to go in shtag of Yosef bar Avin, used to hang out and learn by Rav Yosef ben Yukras. Unfortunately, he ended up leaving him and not learning by him anymore, as we will see why in a moment. Shafki va'asal kamed Ravashi, he left learning by him and he decided to go learn by Ravashi. Beep, turn the page. Chav Dalet. Yom Echad, shamed kagaris. One day he heard Ravashi was darshing, and Amish, he said the following. Amish Shmuel, hashol adug min hayam b'shabbos, someone takes a fish out of the ocean on Shabbos. If the amount of a sela of it starts to dry up, chayev, we're going to be chayev for shochet, for killing an animal on Shabbos. Now, we're going to see in a moment, well, let's first see it. Amalei, v'lema mara bein snapir, why don't we say it's talking between its fins, because if it wasn't between its fins, and even if it dried up, you throw it back in, it'll be fine. But if it dries up the amount of a sela between its fins, then that's actually going to make it die, and then you're going to be chayiv. So Amar leases back to him. V'lo savo lamar dahi Rabbi Yosi by Rav Avin Amar. Don't you hold, my young fellow, that that's Rav Yosi by Rabbi Avin who says such a thing? Like, why aren't you quoting him? Amalei, I'm not needing you. He says, that's me. Amalei says, whoa, v'lav kamet Rav Yosef in Yukras, have a shchiach mar, didn't you learn by Yosef in Yukras? What are you doing here? Amalei, hey, yep, I used to learn there. Amalei says, my time is shavke, why'd you stop? Shavke mar, v'asalchi, why'd you stop learning with him and you came here? Amalei, gavard al breva brate l'chas, if a person doesn't have rachmanis on his own son and daughter, I like the d'yei chichayis, how's he going to have rachmanis on me? Bere mai, what's the story about his son? What happened? Yom echad, have a agrilei, agiri b'davra. One day, Rav Yosef or Yukas, he hired these workers. He worked, hired people to work with him in the field. Nagaluhu velo aisilu rifta. It became dark, and they didn't bring them stuff to eat. They didn't bring him bread. Amulei lebrei. So they saw a son. They said kafinan. He says we're hungry. Kafinan. What's this here? On the no kafninan. We're hungry. So havayasui tusei teinta. They were sitting underneath a tree. The figs. Amar, and he said, Te'ena, te'ena, hotzi pirusayach, bring out your fruits, even though it wasn't the time for it to have the fruits. V'yochlu poli abba, and the workers my father can eat. Apiku v'achlu, so they brought out fruits. Adachi v'achi yasavu, in the meantime, his father came home. Amalu says, Lo tintketu bidai taichu, which means what she says, Al tach sheduni shalo hevesi lechem ezon asalach, so don't be choshed me that I didn't bring you food till now. Dehai de na Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. The high de nahagana. The reason why it took me time in order to get here tonight is a mitzvah terachna, because I was in the middle of being involved with the mitzvah. That has to this guy, and only now is able to come. Amalei said, they said, Rachman lisbach kihechi de asban barach. Hashem should give you satisfaction. You should be satisfied and satiated, just like your son gave to us and allowed us to be satisfied. He says, Amalehu, behecha, where did you get the food? So Amru hachi v'hachi havamaisa. This is what happened. They told him what happened. Amalo. You burdened your maker, your creator, to go ahead and bring out fruit when it wasn't the time. You should be gathered up, not in your time. In other words, die early. Wow. What's the story about this daughter? He had a daughter who was quite pretty. One time there was a man that he saw, Rashi explains what that means is Soser Gedder Ha'itzim Kedilistaka Derechanekav, what we call a peeping Moshi. And Davikari Behutza, he was looking through the Gachazil and he was looking at her. Amar Lo, my high. And he says to him, what's going on here? In other words, what are you looking at over here? Amar Le, he says, Rebbe, Im Lelokha Lozachisa. I wasn't Zoch to take her in order to marry her. Ler Osa Loeska, what can I at least look? Amar Le, so he says to her, Biti, come inside to Lehu Lebriyasa. You're causing people to have pain. Shuvi La Farech, go back to the dust. Valikash Bich Bene Adam, and you shouldn't go ahead and cause other people to fall. If you look over, take a little glance here at the back of here, it says, V'chein hava, havil, and that's exactly what happened. She ended up dying. So he's like, I don't want to hang out there because it's not going to go too well for me. Okay, now let's tell a little bit about who was this of Yosef Yurkos. Maybe it's a little intense, but still pretty amazing stories about him. Havilei hu chami, he had a donkey. The kahava agri lo kol yoma. He used to go and rent out this donkey every day. And people would go and send back with the money on the back of the donkey. And would come back home. And if it would be that they paid too much money, they paid too little, it wouldn't leave. It would stay there. And they'd realize they paid the proper amount. One day, someone forgot. Inshu means shachachu, says Rashi. They forgot a pair of sandals on the donkey. They didn't move until they took the sandals off. And then it went. All right, Vaiter, Elazar Ish Birta. There was a great man by the name of Elazar Ish Birta. Kind of a chazuleg aboy tzedakah, and the gabay tzedakah would see him. Havu tashumine, they would go and they would run from him. Rashi says, hayu mischabim, they would hide themselves from him because they know that this guy was such a bal chesed, he was such a bal tzedakah that he would give everything he had. They don't want to make him poor. The whole mai da have a gabe yovlu. Everything that he had, he would go and give to them. Yobachad, one day have a salik l'shukla mizban nedunya. The brate, one day he was going out to get a nedunya for his daughter. Stuff that she needed in order for her marriage. And Chazul Gabbait Zdaka, he saw the Gabbait Zdaka. Toshmane, they quickly ran away from him to go hide. Also, wrote about Sayu, but he ran after them. Amalu, Aspasichu Bemaya Askisu. I make you swear to tell me what is it that you're involved with. What are you collecting? Amale, be Yosem Yisoma. We're collecting together to be able to deal with the Yosem and Yisoma for the Zug Zelazu. Zelazu is a gift for a marriage. Amale, he says, Havoda. Shehen Kodman Lebethi. Rashi says the Lashon Shavu again. That they go ahead and they are come before my daughter. Shakal called the Havah, but they took everything he had of Yovlu and he gave it to them. And they should be able to go ahead and take care of it. Pashli Chad Zuzah, he was left with over, he only had one Zuz. Zavin Bey Chite, and went to go buy some wheat with that Zuz. Va'asik Shadi Ba'achlava. And he brought it back. Rashi says the Achlava is a Otzer Shel Chitim, a granary. So he took it back and he threw it in the granary. Asay the Bitsu, his wife came, Amrullah Labrati, and says, my Aisa Aluch, what did Tati bring home? Amrullah, Koma da Aisi ba'achlava, should he say? Anything he has, Koma da Aisi, anything he brought up, Achlava, should he say? He threw it into the granary. Aisi Lemitach Bava da Achlava, she came to open up the gates of the granary, and like Bava, Kama Bava, it's here, Bava, Basa, the gates, the doors, came to open up to see what it was. Chazaz Achla de Malia, Chite. So it was filled up with wheat. And what happened when it was popping through the doors, through the actual door itself, through the sides of it, and we were able to open it because of how much grain was there. Unbelievable. What a nice that happened. Her daughter went to the base manager, Shah Malay, and says, Tate, Tate, Bari Ma'asilcha Ovech Ovecha. Go look and see what your beloved did for you. Rashi says what that means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalai, he says to her, HaAvoda, again, Lashon Shavua, HaRehein Hektish Alayich. This is considered like Hektish. Do not touch it. Ve'in Lach Ba'en, Ela Ke'echad Ve'ani Yisrael. The only thing you take is the amount that Ani Yisrael need. Rashi says, Ela Ke'echad Ve'ani Yisrael, Mishum Damaise Nisamu. Because this came from Nes, v'asel adam lehenos mi ma'isa nisim, and it's also for a person to go and be get hana from ma'isa nisim, kida amar le'elik, we said earlier, v'mosen lo nes, minnaka le'mizchu yisal, because if a nes happens, then it takes away from a person's merit. You'd rather not have that. Rabbi Huna Nesia, Gazer Tanisi, he once goes there, Gezera, because of the fact that there wasn't rain. On to rain stories. Boy Rachim v'losem iti yidav, and then no rain came. Amar, he says, kama ika mishmol aramasi l'udav ben Gamliel. He says, take a look and see the difference between Shmuel Ramasi and Yehuda ben Gamliel. Remember, he was talking about himself, that he wasn't Zocha, whereas Shmuel Ramasi, he went out and he davened for rain and it happened right away. That was a big thing in Pasuk and Shmuel. He was called Shmuel Ramasi, that's where he's from. So the Pasuk says that he davened by himself and rain fell. He says about himself, I go ahead and nothing happens, doesn't work. So, oy lo l'dor shekein niska, woe to this generation that they're in such a massive over here, that they're stuck over here. Rashi says takua, that they're stuck like hammered in like a stake, not the food but the peg. Oy lo l'misha also b'yom of kach, woe to the person who has such a thing happen to them in their day. And he didn't feel good about himself. Chalosh daite, he felt really bad about this. V'asa mitcha, and suddenly when he started to feel bad, then all of a sudden the rain came. He lowered himself, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you got it. All right. Now, The Bein Nesia goes to Tanisa. The Bein Nesia, these are the house of the Nasi, they made a fast. But Safo, the Inu, in the morning, they told them that this happened, that they set a fast for the day from the day before. Amalei Rishalkus, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishalkus says, Halo Kabilna Alan Mirota, we didn't accept this fast from the night before. Rashi says, Ba'adayu, we didn't go ahead and accept this. So Amalei, so maybe we shouldn't be keeping it. Amalei, he says back to him, Anun Basrayu Gerer Ninan, we get pulled after them, and we get dragged after them, and it's like we accept that upon ourselves as well, says Rashi. The Bein Nesia goes to Hanisa. One time the Bein Nesia, they set up a time to set up a fast. V'lo asa mitzvah, rain didn't come. Tanuhu Oshaya Zirid Demin Chavrayu, and what happened was Oshaya, who, as we said, is the youngest, Zirid Demin Chavrayu was the youngest of all there, over there, of the crew, he says the following, V'hoye im me'enehe ha'edan es ha'salish gergah. And it should happen that it was hidden from the eyes of the Eda, of the people gathered, and Nasa Shogun, it was done improperly, it was done wrong. Eina Eda, the eyes of the Eda, means the Sanhedrin. Mashal le Kala, this is a mashal to a Kala, she bebeis avia, was in her father's house. Kolzman shene yafos, as long as she's looking pretty, enko gufa tzricha bedika. You don't have to check the rest of the body to see if something's wrong. But a neha trutos, but if her eyes are weak, Rashi says, in such a, well, it's first kol gufa tzricha bedika, then you got to check her whole body. Right? And Rashi explains that what hol vehanhu de benesia, dahavu enei ha'eda, they're the eyes. Rishoyim delis ha'am ein srichim livdok. Since we know the Enei the Rishayim, the Lissa'am ain't Tzvichim Livdok, Mama said, we have to look at everybody else. That's what they weren't listening for Shemayim. Because even the people, the ones that are leading it aren't good. Must be something wrong over here with the leadership. Now, they weren't happy with the fact that he spoke to them like this. Also, Avadeh, so the servants of the Avadim, they came to Oshaya, who spoke about them like this. They put a sudr, they put a handkerchief around his neck, they were calling him some pain. Amru lehu b'nei masei, so the people that were there, they came to help, the people of the town came, and they said, Shafke, leave the guy alone, d'hanami mitzaylon. Because he's coming against us also. In other words, what's that? Mechayr from Agadah Fasani is also coming against us. Kivid HaChasin and Dachol Mili L'Shem Shamayim. Once we saw that really what he's doing is L'Shem Shamayim, he's not coming just to make us feel bad, but he's rather to come to change our ways. Lar Milei Mi Deva Shafkin Lei. We don't say anything to him, we leave him alone. Atu Nami Shafku, you guys should also leave him alone. Period. Now we have another storyline like this. Rabbi Gezer Tanisa, Rabbi, he said there should be a fast. He was goes there fast. For also, mitzvah rain didn't come. Nachas kamei Ilfa. Ilfa then came and he went down, meaning he was lifnei teva. He went to go daven. And v'amr la Rabbi Ilfa. Some say it was Rabbi Ilfai. Amar masav ruach. As soon as his masav ruach v'noshav zika. So the wind started blowing. Morid Agashim, he said rain should fall. V'also mitzvah, then it started raining like crazy. Amalei, so Rabbi says, what is it that you do? Like, why were you zochet at such a thing? Amalei says, Dayerna bikusta dechika. I live in a place which people are very, very poor. Rashi says, Bekfar dochuk, shispo anias biyoser. Very poor people. Deles bechamer lekidusha vavdalta. They don't have wine for kiddush and avdala. Terach nevasina chamer lekidusha avdalta. And I go and I push myself to do whatever I can in order to get the stuff for a kiddush and avdala. And I make kiddush and avdala for them. Umafikna lohu yidei chavasayu. Therefore, I am motzi them their chov. Another story. Rav Ikla who asked, Rav came to a certain place where, again, we're going to see there was not enough rain. Because of the Yisavlo Samitra, he made a tiny said no rain came. Nachas kamesh shechud yisibura. Another shechud yisibura came, and he started to dav. And Amr Mashav Ruach, he said Mashav Ruach, and Mashav Zika, the wind started blowing. Amr Morid Atal, Morid Agash, I'm sorry, Vasamitra, and the rain started coming. Amr Leh, says to him, tell me something, my avdach, what do you do? What's pshat? You got it right away. Amalei, he says, mikra d'dar t'kei ana, I go ahead and I teach kids how to read. I'm a school teacher. And omakrina l'bnei aniya k'bnei atire, and I go and I treat the poor people like the rich people. V'chod lo ef shalei, lo shkinim in amide, somebody can't afford it, I don't take any money from them. Be'isli pira d'chavre, and I also have a place where Rashi says, mechilo shodagim, I have these fish, areas of fish that I take care of. V'chod man d'pasha, and if I have a kid, Rashi says, "Deloboy mikre mishachdina lei." If I have a kid that doesn't want to learn, for some reason he's not interested in learning, mishachdina lei minayu. I go and I do shochad with him, and I get him to come to play with the fish. Masajdina lei umefaisina lei. Ad asiv ikari. I go ahead and I make it enjoyable until he decides he wants to come back to learn. See another way of getting to a kid. Don't just force and force, but I see it's not working well, so I do something in a way to get him to be interested. And another main story. Nachman goes to Tanis, I made a tiny boy, Rachman, if he lost the mitzvah, it didn't work. Amar shaklun l'nachman, shaklun l'nachman. So he said about himself, take away Nachman, chavotam in guda l'ara, chuck him from the wall to the ground. In other words, he's not worthy of being such a person. So what happened? Chalish daite, he was really down on himself, asa mitzvah. Suddenly it started to rain. Again, we see people in the state of anava put themselves down. They're born to listen to mashbil geim. Magbia Shifalim. Rabbi goes to Tanisa. Rabbi set it up by Rechmer Velasa Mitra. Same thing. Our lady said to him, Vahar Rav Yehuda Kiava goes to Tanisa. Amar Velasa Mitra. They said, well, what's the deal, Rav Yehuda? He did it and it worked. What's going on? Why not you? Amar Lu Maavadi, what do you want me to do? Imishim Tanuye. If you want to say the reason we're not being answered is because we're in a lower level of tenuye, of shenuye, of lishanin, of learning, of steiging, you think that we're in a lower level, on a difinon minayo, we're on a higher level than they are. The Rav Yehuda, because in the time of Yehuda, kol tenuye, all the different teachings, beep, turn the page, chavtal and mabes, benizikin have, everything they learned in nizikin, that's what they were holding in. Rashi, top Rashi says, limudam, we'll have a Gadol Ella b'Seder Nezikin. The only thing they knew was Seder Nezikin. V'anan kamasninan b'shita sidrim. But we're holding shtak in shisha sidrim mishnah. We know everything. V'chiyav amate Rabbi Yehuda b'Uktzin. Not only that, when Rabbi Yehuda got the pshat to things within the world of Uktzin, which is mishnayos that deal with ideas of tumah and tahara with different foods, but in particular with the stems of the foods. And when he got to that thing, ha'isha shekoveches. Lamashal, it says Ishish Koveshes Yarek Migdera. If a woman is trying to be Kovesh, Koveshes is like to how do you say it? No. Pickling. When you want to pickle something in order to that it should be as a preservative to keep it there. And she puts it into a pot. Va'amila Zasim Shkvashim Tarpe Taharin. And Va'amila, some say that we're talking about a Mishnah that you have olives that one pickled with the leaves that they're tahor. He would go and say, Havayos derav ushmuel kachazina achi. Rav Yehuda would say that we have to take a look in the Rav and Shmuel. We have to really understand what's going on over here. Rashi says, Omeg Gadov, Lavani Hirale. It wasn't clear to him what's going on. Vanon, Kamasninon, Buxin Tlaser Mesifta. We have 13 different ways of explaining what's going on. Rashi says, Shlosha say Yeshivas, Ika Bahach Masa, the Gami Mesech Zusin. We have 13 different yeshivas that are steiging and that are holding cold in this. So I can't believe talking about the fact that he's in a higher level of learning. Vila Rav Yehuda, Ki have a Shalif Chad Mesana. Rather, it must be the pshat is that Rav Yehuda, when he would just take off one of his shoes, right? Because the shoes would take off his shoes in terms of Rashi's Mishim Inoy, in order to be ma'ana himself, to cause a pain to himself, afflict himself, in order to start concepts to do with fasting. Asim Mitra, it would start to rain. Vanan, katzafichinan, kuliyoma, we scream at the whole day. Like at the Ashkenazim, and no one listens to us. Imishum ovda. If you want to say it's because of the actions and the things we do, ikid the chazem midi lema. If someone says we're doing something wrong, please tell us what we're doing wrong. Rashi says chas v'shalom ba'ovdei bishay chalila. Tell me if there's something that's wrong over here, and we'll try to work on it. Avamayasu gedolei ador. What can they do? She'ain doran dome yafe. We're stuck. We're stuck with the fact that our generation must not be worthy of this. So it's not a problem with me, but there's a problem with the generation over here. Now let's take a look and see what happened with Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that he took off his shoe and the eggs and raining. Rabbi Yehuda chazei hanu betray, Yehuda saw two people to have a cup partzei berifta, that they were playing with bread. Rashi says, Zorkinus azelazel. They were throwing bread one to the next. Amar shmamina, must be that the reason they're doing this is because Savav Alma, there's too much food here, and therefore they're not makshav, they've been playing with it. Yav Eini Hava Kafna. He put his eyes on, and what ended up having that there was no food anymore. It happened to be that there was a famine. Amar lei Rabbanan Rav Kahana, Bered Rav Nechunya Shami. So the Rabbanan had said to Rav Kahana, the son of Nechunya, he said, Mar de Shriach Kamei. You who are with, who go in front of him often, because he was the shamash of Rav Yehuda, you go in front of him often. Niasye delepuk bepischa to samach luksha the shuka. Make sure that you bring him to the pesach of the shuk. Right? Rashi says yasena sheitzel chutz. Make sure that he comes out so you can see what's going on. And actually, now we have because of this famine, we're not doing well. Ase venafik l'shuka. So he did that what he was asked to do. He brought Yehuda out into the shuk. Chazak nufi. He saw that there was There was a whole bunch of people there. Amaluhu Mayai, he said, what's going on over here? Amrule, so they said to him, they said, Akuspa de Tamri Kaimi de Kam Mizban. We're waiting here to get, for there to be, that they sell dates. They're waiting for him to sell. Rashi says, Akli Mali Tamarim, Opsol Shatorim. They're waiting for something that they can get, something to eat. There's no food. Amar Shmami, no, Kafna Ba'alma. He said, oh, must be there's a famine. Amar Lishami says, Shlofli Smisanai, says, take off my shoe. Shalaflei Chad Misanai, they took off one of his shoes. For Asa Mitra, and it started to rain. Not just any rain, but intense rain. Kimata and Lisha Fachmini wanted to take off the other one. Asa Leo Amarle, Leo Novi came and said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch said, I shalfa sachrina, if you take off your other shoe, machrivna l'alma, I'm going to destroy the world. No more. So we see Rav Yehuda's power. Amar of Mari Barad de Bashmur, Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter, said, I know, have a kamina gudinar papa. I was once standing by the edge of the river papa. And it's talking about when this actually occurred. Rashi says, "Ahu yom da avad Rav Yehuda Achi," and that day Rav Yehuda did. Chazoi lemalachi deidmi lemalachi. I saw that there were angels that looked like they were sailors. The kamaisi chala umalunu laarbe. They were taking sand and putting it up and loading it up onto the boats. Rashi says, chol, sand, v'hava kimcha desmida, and then suddenly it turned into solas, v'hin aspen mochanusa, it turned into fine flour, and they themselves were selling it. Asi kule amal mizban, and everyone came to buy from them. Amaluhu meha lotis benun, and he said, don't buy it, don't do it, don't buy from this place. Rashi says, it's good to separate yourself, get away from the ideas of Nisan. Like we said, we don't want to be menachem of the schuyas of a person. The Bach changes the lashon to va'amina, meaning and I said to them, va'amina lu, and I said to them, meaning this is talking about Rav Mari himself. The ma'isin nisim was ma'isin nisim. Lamacha, they did, so they didn't do it. Lamacha, aysin arbe, dechita de parzina. The next day, you have boats came of parzina with wheat, and everyone's able to go and take from there, and they didn't have to do it through some sort of nace, but they did it through to Ashkacha, to Hashem's Ashkacha. Rav Ikel Hagronya, Rav once came to Hagronya, goes to Tanis, and he set up a fast. V'losa mitzvah, but there was no rain came. Amar lahu, bisu kule alma b'san nisaychu. Keep going with your fast, even into the night. L'machar, Amar lahu, the next day, he says to them, anyone who saw a dream, tell me what you saw. Amar lahu, Rav Elazar me'Hagronya, Rav Elazar me'Hagronya spoke up, and he says, l'didi, Akriyun b'chalma, I had in my dream that I called out, Rashi says, that the Hakronia, you see, Kori b'chalomi, I was calling out in my dream, Shalom Tav, L'Rav Tav, Meribon Tav, Shalom Tav, a good hello to the good teacher from the good master, the Mituve Meitiv La'ame, who from his goodness gives good to his am, to his people. Amar, so whoever says, Shmami no, Eish Ratzon himi b'yirachme, at the time it's the Eish Ratzon at the Davin, b'yirachme, they Davin, v'asla mitra, and then the rain came. Story time. Ahu gavadi chayiv nagda bebeidina de Rava. Rava one time said this person should get malchus. Mishum de balchus is because he was with a non-Jewish woman. And nagda Rava miss Rava did this and give him malchus. And what happened? The guy ended up dying. Yishtama milsa be shvor malka. This became known to shvor malka, the name of a king. He found out about this. Bo letzari Rava. He wanted to go Rava the smackdown for doing that. Amar lei Ifra Hormiz Ifra Hormiz. Ime, so his mother's name was Ifra Hormuz, the Shvor Malka Lebrei. She says to her son, listen, not a good idea. Lola havelach esek devarim ba'adi yudai. Don't mess with the Jews. Just kind of leave them be. D'chol man d'boyin mimarayu. You have anything they ask from their master, they get. When they ask for God, Amar la. So he says to her, Amayhi, what are you talking about? What does he give him? Boyin rachmi v'asim mitra. She said they dab him for rain and it comes. Amar lea, he says back there, Hahum ishum d'zimni mitra. That's because of the time for rain. In other words, it's the season. Rashi says, Afilu lo boyin nami asim mitra. Even if they hadn't asked, then rain would come. Let's say they ask for it during the time of Tammuz, which is during the Tammuz of which is during the summer months, and which is not a time for rain. Let's see if it comes then. Valesi mita, let's even do that. So shachale l'Rava. So the mama now sent to Rava and says, "Kevin daitach uboi rachamim d'lesi mita. Make sure that your mechaving do have kavana and daven that the rain should come. Uboi rachamim d'lesi mita. He did it. No rain came. Amar lefanav. So he says, Ribono shel olam, Elokim ba'azneinu shamanu avaseinu sipulanu. With our ears we heard. Our fathers have told us. Poel pa'alta b'meyim b'mei kedem. The work which you did in their days in b'mei kedem in days of old." Rashi explains that Shayim Mafli Lam Nisan, they used to do miracles for them. Va'anu be'inenu ra'inu, we never saw the miracles by ourselves. We never saw it with our own eyes. Asamitu ad shafach ma'izavei titzipori ledigles. And it started to rain so much that it ended up being, Rashi says, shekilchu ma'im min amarzivos ad sheshotfin b'chutzos v'yordim v'shofin ledigles na'ar chidekel. It started raining so much that it came from all the areas of Tzipori and then went into the river over there. There was so much water that came and was even going to the rivers. Asa avua, as opposed to the opposite, not from the rivers of the place, but from the town to the rivers itself. Asa avua is chayla bechamas. So Rava's father came to him in a dream. If Amalei says, "Mi ika demitzach kamish shemayim kulai," what are you doing over here that you're going in? You're causing so much work on shemayim. Amalei shani duchteich. Make sure that you change your place. In other words, we're going to see, don't sleep in the place where you normally sleep. Shani duchteich. He changed his place. And he slept somewhere else. Rashi says, "Al tishkof b'mitascha laila." Don't sleep in your bed. Lamach atzki demir sham puraya b'sakine. The next day, he saw that his bed was full of knife marks. Rashi says, "Shirotzu sheidim l'hargo v'chatchu es mitascha." They cut up all his whole bed. Rav Papa goes to Tanisa. Papa does a fast. Well, ultimately, rain didn't come. Chalosh libe. He felt really bad about this. And Sraf pinka the daisa, and he had a spoonful of cereal of daisa. Rashi says, "Rav Papa says, okay, velosamita, uboi rachmi velosamita." Then he asked for more. He daven more, but it didn't come. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Ushpize. He says, "E sarif mar pincha chrite de daisa asamita." Maybe if you have more food, then it's going to go. It's going to come. Now he wasn't doing this in a positive way. It seems to be he was kind of embarrassing over here. He's like laughing at him. He's saying, "Oh yeah, that's the reason." So he says over here that ulechucha kamalei hachim shum de toyim bereishiv ahadar bar rachmi. First he ate, and then he went in the for rain. You're supposed to fast, not eat something. He felt really bad and he felt low. And also mentioned, all of a sudden, it started to rain. Okay, now we're going to see a bunch of stories about Ochinina ben Dosa, which is going to lead us to the end of today and even in tomorrow a little bit. Let's begin. Ochinina ben Dosa, Havaka Azib Archa, one time he was walking along the road. Asa Mitra, and it started to rain. Amar lefanu Ribono shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulo Benachas, everybody is chill, everybody's relaxed. Ochinina ben Tzar, but I'm in Tzar because they're home and they're good, but I'm still walking along the road, I'm in pain. Pasach Mitra stopped raining. He went to the basement when he got home. Amar lefanu Ribono shel Olam, he said, Ribono shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulo Benachas, everyone's in Tzar. Ochinina Benachas, I'm in Nachas because of the fact that I'm okay. It shouldn't be like that. And then all of a sudden, what happened? Awesome, it just started to rain. I'm Rav Yossi. Maya Hanya Leitz Losa the Kohen Gadol Lagabi Rechanina Mendoza. How does it help the Kohen Gadol's feel when it comes in face of Rechanina Mendoza? We know that he davened in the Kodesh Kedotz in Yom Kippur. We're going to see in a minute something, but we see how powerful Rechanina Mendoza's davening is, that he goes and he changes everything just in a moment. So it says, the Tanna is belonging to the Mishnah. Hayim Espalel. The Mishnah in Yuma, my friends, the Tanna. Hayim Espalel Tzvila Kitzar Babayis. He would daven vice chitzon in the outer chamber. My matzi, what did he daven? Raven bar adav, Raven bar adav, bar mitavayim. Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda. They said, "He wrote some lefenach Hashem Elokeinu shetei Hashana zu geshuma ushechuna." It should be rainy and it should be hot. Rashi says, "Chama kamo chamusi reisi or tirgam yonasem benuzia shechinas." All right, so this should be a day which is hot as well. So says Gemara, "Shechuna maliyasi is if it's too hot, is that good?" Ad the Rabbi Gruusi, this is something which is not good. Why are you davening for it to be hot? No, what does it mean? Im shchuna tei geshuma utlula. If it's hot, then it should be that it's rainy, and you should have towel over there. It should be something which takes away from the heat. Now, va'ali yikonis afenachat tefilas over drachem. What does it mean? He says, and don't let the people that are walking along the road take back that which you come before you, because it would say the daven that there shouldn't be rain, because it'd be traveling the road. If it rains, then it's going to get muddy. It's muddy hard for them to travel. Avachah b'drachem mesayim mishmei Rav Yehuda. He would finish in the ways of Rav Yehuda. He said, lo yadei aved shultan midabes Yehuda, and there shouldn't be, who's going to be someone who's going to be a ruler from the house of Yehuda. Ve'al Yehu Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim L'Sparnes HaMizeh, and don't let it be that everyone needs to be embarrassed, one from somebody else, V'lo Me'am Acher, and not from another nation. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, V'chol Yom V'yom Bas Kol Yotzis V'omeres, every day the heavenly voice comes out and says, Kol Olam Kulo Nizom B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, the whole world is sustained because of Chanina, my son. V'Chanina B'ni, Dayo B'Kav Charuva Me'erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos, he only has a little bit of caribs from one Shabbos, a kav of caribs from one Shabbos to the next, one Friday to the next. Have a regil de bisul lemechama tanur call my lishabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, his wife used to go out, another story, and heat up the oven on Erev Shabbos. A shadiak aktarta, and she would throw something that would cause smoke to come out of it. Right, shemale oshan kikitar akivshan. Now, why did she do this? Because she didn't have any bread, and she was embarrassed such a thing. So she did that. So we should think that she's actually baking something. Beep, turn the page. Chafei, mishum kisufa, because in fact she was embarrassed. Like we says, Rashi says, shahayu shchenusei ofos isa lechvot Shabbos. He ain't all this a klum. Her neighbors are baking stuff, and she's not doing anything. She was embarrassed. Havla hach shiva v'sa bishta, and she had this neighbor who was really this bad woman, and she liked to cause her pain. Amr, she said, Michti, let's take a look. Yadana de les luvalumi. I know she doesn't have anything. Maikulahai, what's with all the smoke? Also, she came, she knocked on the door. His wife was really embarrassed. Vaila indorona. And she went into like another room. She went to hide herself in another area. Isavad Lanisa, there was a miracle that happened. The neighbor looked and came inside and saw that the oven was full of bread, and there was the dough, she had a bowl of there of dough that was, Areva says, right, this trough that was full of dough. Amalah, so she said, Planisa, Planisa, she called out and she said, lady, lady, in other words, the one who's in charge of the house, I see Masa de Kokhari Chlachme, go bring this atar, Shemotzin Bo'alechem, this type of instrument that's used in order to take the bread out because it's going to get burnt. Amalah says, Afana Lahachi Ayli, yeah, that's what I was doing. I was going to get the shovel so that I can go and I could take up the stuff so that it shouldn't get burnt. And we was even taught, so she actually did go in to get the shovel, because she was used to having miracles happen in her house. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.